The toy bar is open. Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and Toy Bar Flies Jason Duvall and Dave Draper discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by the Crazy Kings of Toys! This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new David Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com. Welcome my broadcasting partner, Dave Draper.
Hi.
How are you, Dave?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Eat that mic, Dave. Eat it. Get all up on that mic.
All right, I will.
There you go. That's good. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that mic. Pretend that microphone baby. Is your...
Oh, come on, man. Don't go there.
Hey,
wow.
I'm dirty.
Yeah, I know you is.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to another great David Duvall's Toys and Collectibles podcast brought to you by the Crazy Kings of Toys at www.crazykingsoftoys.com. How are you, Dave Draper?
I'm alive.
Yay, alive! I lost 5 pounds last week.
I heard.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a workaholic.
You are.
I'm trying.
It's impressive.
I need to find a way to get you motivated. Maybe I need to get, like, the missing parts.
Well, you know, it's funny, because I asked you what you did, and you're like, insanity. And I'm like, okay, well, I've been pretty fucked up for a couple of years now. And finally, I was like, I had to, like, phrase it. What specific motions were the workout? It's like,
there's lots
what'd
of,
you do?
Lots of jumping.
Oh, obviously. How lots stupid of me.
Lots of jumping, lots of crazy stuff.
You know,
stuff.
It's like...
I need to find the missing parts of your Defiant, and then...
Yeah,
much,
there's that.
much like an old cartoon, I need to dangle them in front of you off of a string and
catch one of those little harness things like they have at the fair.
And have you pull me behind you as you're running. Go, Dave, go! Get it!
That fucking chair, I'm about it.
What happened to Dave? He lost like 70 pounds. He wanted that fucking chair bad.
He wanted that chair, man. It vexed him.
That's all Dave wanted. I told him to get the chair. He got the chair.
Tasked him, and he shall have it.
You'd be amazed. Dave can now run Mach 3.
Yeah.
No, I think that's what you need to do with your New Year's. What you talked about is kind of shedding some weight.
I know. I thought about
getting
it.
Healthier.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose you in 5 years.
Yeah.
Me. I don't lose you to a heart attack or.
Me.
I don't want to come over here one day and then...
A couple, you know, last night, actually, I was like, geez, I'm going to die down here. I'll just walk in the house.
Dave, oh, God, Dave's dead!
I'm running up the stairs, her mouth all red. It's like, it's okay, I already ate them.
Oh, no. What to do with the toys? Boy, that'd be a treat. Hey, babe, Dave passed away. He didn't leave a will. I took all the toys before anybody else could. Sorry. I don't know what we're going to do with them all. We picked out Dave a nice coffin. We buried him with his flag.
There you go. We big coffin. Well, you can break it down.
We buried Dave on the flag.
Yeah, there you go.
That would make, just thinking about Scotty Cash talking about, can we lay on it? Can we sleep on it? No.
Like, no.
You can't sleep on it.
A little kid might be able to. I don't even think that Cherry's kid, you know, he's like 13.
Right.
He's not big or anything. I mean, he's kind of slender, but I think even he'd probably. The thing is, you could. If you weighed maybe under 100 pounds, you could lie on it.
Oh.
But if you slept on it.
No.
And you kind of move and toss and turn, you're going to break that.
Because it comes in pieces.
Well, yeah. And in the superstructure, it's not like a solid slab.
Right, no.
I mean, it's like 3 or 4 like beams underneath there that hold it all up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, you'll twist and you'll kind of push it one way and then
the whole thing will collapse. Collapse. What happened? I slept on my flag wrong.
Yeah.
What? You slept on your what? Don't worry. It's fine. Oh, man. You're going to the 2013 Joe Convention.
Maybe.
What's this maybe stuff? You were all going. You're like, I'm going. Now you're
I
like, I don't know, maybe.
I mean, it's just, actually, that's something I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Why have you on the spot? This is something that kind of pissed me off a little bit, but to get to where I need to get to confront you, I have to tell, like, the early part of the story, so
okay.
It frustrates me, but. I'm planning on going to JoeCon. I want to go to JoeCon. I figure the fucking registration will open up Saturday because that's when I'm going to be on the road to Chicago day.
Fair enough.
So put your money on Saturday for registration, people. But I wanted to go with Cherry, my girl.
Right.
She wants to go, and the problem is that I love her very much. But in certain ways, she's kind of not very reliable.
She's very non-committal.
No, she's even very though she's, no, the problem is she's the problem is she's too committal.
Too committal.
And then she forgets or gets distracted or gets committed to somebody else.
She goes, ooh, shiny thing.
Yeah, literally, that's her catchphrase.
Yes.
And so, like, I was pretty sure, because she's having some financial issues and she's talking about getting a second job.
Right.
And all that kind of, like, added up to be, well, she's probably going to bail on me for JoeCon.
Right.
So, and I thought, well, if I'm planning on paying for someone else to come with me anyway, why not offer it to you?
Right.
So.
Because essentially what's going to happen is I wouldn't keep the box set.
No, you wouldn't keep the box set. Exactly. And it's another body, because they have limits on the stuff at the store. So we could load up on stuff and make my costs back. And that's what people do. I mean, you know, they bring their kids, their wives.
Right.
And they drag them through these horrible lines. So they can load up on stuff and then they sell on eBay. And we'll actually get to this topic in a minute. Because I'm kind of backing off that plan, having now seen some of the images, but it's Night Force. I'm wandering a little bit. Sorry, but it's one of the themes is Night Force.
Right.
And I'm betting money that the vehicle, since they just did the new Sky Striker mold, it's going to be the Night Boomer. And that if they do that, that'll be worth a fucking shitload on eBay.
Right.
Because that's like one of those vehicles that people want.
Right.
It's very rare and it's very hot. But anyway, so I was going to offer it to you, and I sent you a text message saying, hey, dude, call me. I want to talk to you.
Right.
So, like, apparently you took your own sweet fucking time.
Well,
and in the meantime, Cherry called me, and since I didn't know when I was going to get to talk to her necessarily about this.
Right.
Again, you know, because I don't know when registration is going to go up. It's a game they play. It's an amusing little game. Who knows?
Right.
So I really did hash it out with her, and we had a real long talk. And, of course, she's going to come, but she's not going to come for the day that I need her to come. She's going to come to have fun, blah, blah, blah. But she's committed to coming for the weekend at least, which is almost kind of the worst of all possible worlds because I don't have a wingman to help me with the store, but I can't replace her.
Right.
So anyway, you know, and it's not that I only want her to be there. I see, I got to be careful because there are people who listen to this that might talk to her. And it's not that I only want her to be there to help me. It's not like I would only want you to be there.
Right. There was a plan in motion.
But that is part of it, and it would be a big thing, and it would make the whole thing cost neutral, and maybe even there be a profit.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, like, to bail out on that one first critical day sucks. And what I was trying to make – but to bail out on me totally would, like, be – I made it very clear to her that if she did that to me – there are going to be serious problems.
Right.
Like major problems.
Right.
Because it's very, because I didn't realize, I forgot that, because you guys aren't club members. It
right.
It costs even more.
Yeah.
And even the package where you don't get like a box set is still really expensive.
Yeah. It's like $400.
No. That's with the box set.
Without it,
it's like $200.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so I talked to her and I got that hashed out and then you finally got around to calling.
Okay. Like, hold on. Let me pause you here.
No.
Let me pause you. To be fair. Your text said, if I remember right, your text said, hey, give me a call when you get a chance. No worries, nothing major. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll call him after I work out.
Well, it was like nothing. I didn't want you to panic and think that it was like, you know, that was in trouble or something. Was, you know,
right.
I didn't want you to worry about me, but I don't know. Well, I wasn't expecting you to call. So anyway, so we talk and I explain it to you and blah, blah, blah. And we're talking about the situation and about Cherry. And you say something like, well, you know, you really want things a very certain set way. And I, you know, and it's like I'm fucking Monk.
No.
All of a sudden, it's like, I'm fucking Monk, and I've got to have everything arranged a certain way. And I'm like, have you been to my house? It's like.
No, my meaning was, and it came out the wrong way, but my meaning was, you like to go into something like that with an orderly plan. You like to have a plan in motion and follow that plan.
Yeah. Because I learned.
And like I said on the phone, like, there's nothing wrong with that. I appreciate
what's great. No. Carrie.
She also said.
She was sitting next to me.
Oh, there's
nothing wrong with that.
That's because she's the same way.
Oh, I know.
She
I
has
know.
To have a plan.
That's what killed me.
Yeah.
She's exactly
that's why when it came out of my mouth, it's
like
hell I didn't.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. But no, that's what I admire most about you, though, is that
it came off making it sound like I'm monk, and it's like everything's got to be set specific, and you know,
can you
wear the yellow shirt to a GI Joe convention? I have to wear the green shirt because it's Army.
Can you be afraid of Red Dye number 5, please? God damn it!
It does concern me slightly.
This will be the greatest thing ever.
Have you seen the DVD sets for that?
Yes,
like they're all in one pattern with Monk at like the picture of Monk, like I think either the bottom of the
he's
the
at
case,
the bottom,
and then the very last
last
season,
one he's at the top.
Yeah, they're at the top.
Yep,
that's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's freaking brilliant.
Yeah, that whole series is brilliant.
I forgot what the fuck I was.
Man.
Yeah, but no, like I learned. Like the thing is, I prefer like a balance of things. My
right.
mom was a person who planned everything out. To the nth degree. And
right.
If anything went wrong, she went haywire. You know, I mean, she just really would freak out and get upset if anything deviated from the plan.
Right.
But in college, I had all these friends who had all these big plans and big ideas and big this and big that, and I never, you know, we're going to make a movie about zombies. And this is back before that was trendy.
Right.
But
never
like,
happened.
You know, but they had no shooting schedule, no this. No
right,
that.
Right. It was just all talk.
Yeah. Well, it was all talk. There was no plan. They wanted to do it, but there was no plan. So it was just like, So, you know, I sort of feel like you should have a plan. And, you know, the plan should be fairly, you know, solid. But if something comes up, you can work with it.
Right.
But, you know, you should have a plan. You should have something, you know, so even if something doesn't come up, you have something to fall back on. So
yeah.
You know what you're doing. You know where you should be. You know where
yeah.
you should go. And I don't like this sort of just, I don't know, whenever, we'll figure it out. It's like, no, we'll figure it out now. Like, not when we're, like, halfway to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I will say the one good thing is I don't think, like, if she's going to, like, come late, I don't have to go to fucking Chicago to pick her up.
True. True.
So, there's that.
Well, crap. Sorry, dude.
Well, I'm going up this weekend, and I'm going to have another long talk, and I might try to talk to her.
Well, like I said, you know, I'm still game.
I know. I you know. And, I don't know, I might do the package where she doesn't get the box set and just consider the whole thing a wash.
Yeah,
if I can, I know it's going to be Saturday. If it wasn't Saturday and I knew what day it was, I might try to do the golden ticket because golden ticket members can have like extra limits in the store. And I'm like,
right,
ooh.
Right.
Then I'll give me the golden ticket and give her the kind of bum package and
right.
load up on stuff.
Because that way you can just get everything you need and want. And
well, I can get everything I need. It's just like getting a profit out of it is. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. This shit's expensive, son.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, my thing, like for a member to get the box set, it's $360.
Yeah,
for a non-member to get a box set, it's $480. For a non-member just to have the attendance, it's $220.
Yeah. So no, I get it. Trust
you know,
me.
And then that's not with all. That's just the box set. Then
right.
There's, you know, like one or two vehicles. There's two or three add-ons.
Right, right, right.
There's whatever the subscription figure is on a card.
Yeah.
That's like their new little shtick. You know, they've done that 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Because in the mail, it comes back.
Right, right, right.
But you can get it on the card.
Yeah.
And that sells out like stupid fast.
Yeah.
This year, it's Iceberg, so I'm like, fuck it. But, you know.
Oh, poor
you know, honestly, I mean, Iceberg's an okay character, but I don't really think he's going to inspire. I mean, the hardcore fans will want one. I mean,
right.
I don't mind having one, and you know, I'm sure someone's already planning going, can I have yours then? No. But, you know, I just think they were slightly. Well, actually, he was like the one that I called. Like, when we were at JoeCon, like Sean Russell and I was like, I bet it's Iceberg. And
it right.
Because he's one of the last kind of major.
Characters they never did for the 25th.
They never did for the 25th. I mean, he was featured kind of prominently in the second season.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what they're kind of doing, is they're trying to get the guys that were high profile enough.
He got turned into a whale.
He did get turned into a whale.
I remember that.
That figure I would buy in a heartbeat.
Iceberg into a whale?
Iceberg as the whale, yes.
Just a big whale.
I think he had the hat.
Maybe.
Whale on a hat. You know you want
it. Oh, I do. You know, it's funny you talked about.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, you talked about Joe Convention, and we just, you know, they just revealed the figures that are going to be in the box set, which is called Night Force Nocturnal Fire.
They've revealed three of them.
Well, but we know that it's Charboil, Hit and Run, Muskrat, Psych Out.
What do that?
The set will include Joe figures, Charboil, Hit and Run, Muskrat, Psych Out, Repeater, and Spearhead with Max. And for Cobra, it will include Cobra Mortal, which I think was supposed to be Cobra Mori, maybe?
No, it's Cobra Mortal.
Cobra Mortal, Cobra Lethal, and Cobra Asp, who is a new female character. We'll also include,
oh, that'll be popular.
Also include three Cobra Frag Vipers and three Cobra Saw Vipers. And, of course, there's images of the Frag Viper. Got to be careful with my...
Lethal and the Mortal.
Yeah, and the Lethal and the Mortal.
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
I don't know. The Frag Vipers look neat.
You know, it's funny.
If a little plane...
Like the Frag Viper, and I never like... I you know, we don't have a picture of the Saw Viper, but that was one that I never liked.
Really?
And then the other two that they have pictures of are based on foreign variants.
Mm.
The Mortals from Venezuela, and I think the Lethal, which is just a repaint of the Frag Viper.
Right.
Was also from Venezuela. I didn't see a listing of figures. I mean, I could kind of guess because I think most of those guys were...
Yeah.
Brazil. The Lethal from Brazil.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing, is they would take these figures and, like, recolor them in, like, freaky ways.
Right, right.
Dang. Yeah, Hit and Run and Psych Out, I think, were Night Force guys.
Yeah. Repeater, Spearhead Max.
I'd have to look. Yeah, it's just not, because I was talking to Sean Russell, who went to JoeCon with me last year, we were kind of going, yeah, these figures this year really aren't that exciting.
Right.
You know? I mean, the last year it was fucking October Guard.
Yeah, well, that was a big deal. It's hard to top that, and I think...
Yeah, could have.
Well, yeah, but I think it has a lot to do with what Hasbro will let them do.
Yeah, but it's also like, you know, they picked a popular sub team. Like I said, I think I would bet, like I said, my theory about the Night Boomer, I really think that's why they picked this thing.
So they could do the Night Boomer.
So they could do a Night Boomer.
Which, like you said, is a vehicle everybody wants.
It's
and
a very
it will...
popular vehicle.
Right. And we'll...
It's a Skystriker, but it's like black with red weapons. And
right.
It looks pretty badass.
So
that would be my guess.
You've got one of those, don't you?
Ooh,
you don't have a Night Boomer?
I have the whatever the shark was.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't have a Night Boomer.
I had the Night Force Whale. I'm glad that I'm sad that I don't anymore.
I know.
They got ruined.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I've always wanted another whale. That's why I want that. It's the only Joe vehicle I want because it's the only Joe vehicle I have, like, the only large-sized Joe vehicle I had for a long time. I know. That I had for a long time, and then I got the Rolling Thunder and stuff like that, but... The
it
whale.
Looks like a badass version of a badass vehicle.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I loved that vehicle. It was a thing of beauty. I find it interesting. Hong Kong Toy Fair was last weekend. And.
One super fair.
And what's kind of cool is even though Toy Fair is not that, you know, far away, Playmates set up at the Hong Kong Toy Fair and they showed off all the new Ninja Turtles.
Yes, they did.
Which is kind of cool. Once you start to see the new Shredder without his helmet, it's kind of cool. They showed off like these little kind of preteen turtles, like baby turtles almost.
Those are adorable, and I will totally buy Leonardo.
Yes. You know, they showed off the other
Leatherhead.
Yeah, Leatherhead. They showed off the second Splinter, which is like in
you mentioned him already.
Combat gear. No, I said Shredder.
Oh yeah, okay.
The Mousers they showed off. They showed off
Baxter.
Yep, they showed off Baxter. They showed off the
Weed guy.
Yep, they showed off the Shredder playset. It's another pop up playset, kind of like the Pizza Box playset that's out now. And those are actually really well constructed. I've watched a few reviews on those, and those are a lot of fun in a little package. It looks like so people who can't afford the big sewer home playset. That looks like the way to go is these little playsets, and it's kind of neat too that they're pop up and they're. You know, you can just pop them up and then close them up, and they've got a lot of play features on them. That's kind of cool. You know, the Mouser 7-pack, there's a Krang vehicle they showed that was kind of cool. Like
kind of like the thing from Avengers.
Yes, kind of like the air skiff. Yeah. Cool stuff. I mean, I wish that I had bought a lot of this line, and I haven't, just because I know if I do, I'll get sucked in. They showed the new Rat King. Yeah, Splinter's in, like, samurai gear. They showed Cockroach.
Yeah, he looks cool, too.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool.
A lot of these look pretty cool.
Yeah, the new Rat King is creepy as all shit.
Yeah, he looks even, like, with that shit over his eyes. He looks even creepier.
Bandage. He's got a mummified face. He's got rats all, like, hanging up on him. I'm really excited to see, you know, out of the sites that we kind of frequent and look at. I'm kind of anxious when Toy Fair gets here to see what all else is shown, because there's a lot of companies, you know, of course, we haven't seen a lot of stuff yet. Hong Kong Toy Fair, all we really got to see was Playmates. UK Toy Fair, I think, is this coming weekend.
We're guessing on that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure on that. So we'll see. I'm sure.
Spoiler alert, we have a question about it.
Yes,
that's why
we
think it's coming up.
You know, though, I'm curious to see some of the stuff that comes out of the UK Toy Fair, like, you know, the Doctor Who stuff and some other various randomness.
There was something else. There's some other toy line that might show up there. I know there was another big one that they said is not going to show up there. It's only going to show up in New York. I think that might be Star Wars.
Yeah. That didn't surprise me. Star Wars. Hasbro usually saves all their stuff for their for New York. So the new Turtles stuff looks great, though, and the shelves are restocked. Toys R Us has all the new stuff out.
I saw like a couple of new Turtles figures.
Yeah, the sewer slinging or the slime slinging Turtles are out, and those are the only new figures. And then all the slimes out, the slime vehicles are out, the new playsets out. The new large size flingers are out, so they've got like that little.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, those are out. The new Turtlecom's out, which is garbage because it's not a role play toy. It's just like one of those little things you press buttons and like Michelangelo tells you dumb jokes and they like say different sayings, but it's none of the actors from the show. It's all just these offshoot horrible voices, and it's just like, fuck, people are going to be pissed. And there are people are already mad about that. I know people that were looking forward to that have seen it and gone, no. So Playmates may have dropped the ball on that. They should have just made a role play item and been done with it, like the original Turtlecom would have been more fun, I think, anyway.
All right.
Toys R Us put up the new G.I. Joe Creo pre-orders for the, of course, the figure packs. We get better looks at, well, I don't know, better looks. We've
now,
had looks at the figures.
I didn't realize those were Toys R Us exclusive.
From what I understand.
Didn't remember that they were. No, I thought I read somewhere that they were.
Yeah, from what I understand, they're only going to be a Toys R Us Creos. I don't know. Some of it looks kind of neat. Some of these sets. I mean, there's a Creo Firefly.
Me.
There's a Creo Wild Bill. Some cool stuff. The vehicle sets are kind of neat. At least these, you know, you don't have to like with the Transformers, you don't have to like take apart to transform. I like they're doing the battle platform. That's kind of cool in Lego form or Creo form, I should say.
Yeah, that was neat. That one caught my eye.
But they're only at Toys R Us. I get you with they're Creos, you know, they're like, Lego knockoffs.
Yeah, they're knockoffs.
You know, but I mean the mini, I might pick up the minifigure bags because there's a couple of figures, you know, let's see, what is there? There's a Quick Kick in there.
I like the Adventure Team guy.
Yeah,
And then the Cobra, like the regular Cobra guy.
I like, is that the Alley Viper, the orange?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Alley Viper. Yeah, he's cool. The Crimson Guard, I like him. So there's a few of them in there. I'm like, yeah, I might get some of those just to have them because they're kind of cool if I can find them. But yeah, some of the vehicles though, like the Checkpoint Alpha sets, kind of cool. It comes with Law and Order though. I thought that was neat.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Like heck yeah, Law and Order. I could care less about the Temple Battle set because it's, I don't know. I mean, it's Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow and random ninjas.
I don't know.
The Serpent Armor Strike set, it's got Double Clutch. I never liked Double Clutch. The Dragonfly XH1 is kind of cool, if for anything, for the Cobra Trooper with wings. That's kind of neat.
Oh, the Fang Trooper?
Yeah. The Armored Assault set, comes with Flint and Cobra Trooper, so I guess, you know, if you want Flint.
Yeah.
The Thunder Wave, that's kind of neat. I like that it comes with a tiny...
moccasin?
Yeah, a little moccasin.
And, calling it nowadays,
yeah. I thought that was kind of cool. I'm like, oh, look at the little water moccasin. It's cute. Yeah, and then the battle platform's kind of cool because that looks like that's the only way you can get Cobra Commander. Cobra Commander and Duke and Roadblock.
Well, yeah, of course. The most expensive set comes with Cobra Commander.
Of course. So, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where if I was more into these lines, I would probably buy them, but I don't. I might, like I said, I might pick up a few of the random bag figures and try my luck to get a Quick Kick and a Alley Viper and stuff.
Alley Viper should be easy because that shield would be easy to
yeah, you'd be able to figure that out because it's big. So,
You know, I don't know. It's just, it's one of those things, like, I'm just, you know, I like G.I. Joe.
Right.
I don't know that I want to buy, like, every... Because they're also going to do the whatever they call them, the... For Star Wars, I think they're called Battle Pods.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're doing Joe. They're doing Joe Battle Pods, yeah. Which are stupid. They're just basically a version of Squeakies.
Yeah, they're Squeaky knockoffs.
Yep. So
like Creo is...
Lego knockoff. Yeah, so... I thought one of the more interesting news things that came out last week was basically the Weinstein Company, which are the distributors of Quentin Tarantino's new movie Django Unleashed, basically got a lot of African-American, what's the word I'm looking for? Like pride group. I don't want to say pride groups, but I can't think of the right word.
Like anti-defamation
groups. Yeah, like a lot of the anti-defamation groups, a lot of that. Basically, we're pissed because NECA released a version of Mego-style Django Unleashed figures.
Well, I keep saying nobody likes Mego-style.
Well, apparently not, because they decided that these figures were offensive. And
what, you mean like slavery, the toy, is offensive?
But the thing is, I don't think that any of these figures actually represented any type of slave.
Steven was a slave, and Broomhilda was a slave. The whole point is they're rescuing Broomhilda.
Oh, are they dressed as in slave attire?
They're dressed in the movie, and they were
slave. Okay.
The whole movie's about slavery.
Well, I know that, but I didn't know if the toys were.
Oh.
The funny thing is that
I mean, I don't necessarily agree. You know, I'm not. Well, it's pretty easy for me as a white guy to say I don't find it offensive, but I understand where they're coming from by saying that it's offensive.
My thing is these figures are not in major retailers.
I know.
They're in comic book specialty shops, and
if that. I mean,
yeah.
I know the onlines are sold out. I was looking at the eBay. Like Broomhilda is going for $12,000.
Yeah. Well, the thing is they only managed to release like maybe 1,000 of these sets, if that. I mean, that's how many made it to retail before they were pulled. So, I mean, there's nothing. So, of course, this is going to be one of the rarest toy lines in a long time that's going to, you know.
It's going to be something that's legendary down the road.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. People who have complete sets of Django Unleashed, you know, NECA figures are... They're just going to be ridiculously priced.
Yeah.
As you said, Broomhilda's already going for $12,000.
Yeah.
I've seen
one listed for that. I don't know.
I shudder to think what some of the other figures are going.
I think she's
going to
be the one that's going to be worth the most. But
probably.
Like her and Django will probably be the worst.
But yeah, no. There's a set of 6 action figures on here.
Uh-huh.
$4,800.
Jeez.
What? Yep. Let's see if I can find...
But, you know, I'm not surprised about it, you know, because it is a... I don't know. Like, I kept thinking of... there's an episode of Star Trek, the original series, called Patterns of Force.
Right.
Which is the Nazi one, the Nazi planet.
Right.
And I remember when Playmates was making the figures, they I think Toy Fair asked them, do you ever get to do figures of Kirk and Spock from Patterns of Force? And they went, no.
Because,
you know, there are certain things you just don't do.
Right.
Even with, like, the Indiana Jones line, I mean, if you look at those figures, there's only one guy. Most of the German figures are, like, just kind of very generic-looking German soldiers.
Right.
They don't even have particularly authentic-looking German outfits.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's like Nazis are something you just don't do.
Here's some of the sold prices.
Okay.
On eBay that sold. Set of 6 action figures by NECA. $3,599. There were a couple of those listings. Schultz inbox by himself, $405. Steven, $330. There's another set of 6 for almost $4,000. A set of 6 sold for $4,650. Django, just Steven by himself, $300. Django, $404. Steven again, $329. 280, 91, 191, 243, 335, 375, 275. I mean, the prices are, hundreds.
Yeah.
And they will never go down because people are going to unload these. Unless NECA, I mean, NECA's got to have cases of these things.
Oh, yeah.
Cases.
They were shipping. They were ready to go.
And here's the thing. Even though, even though that Weinstein Company asked them to discontinue that line of figures, doesn't necessarily mean I don't think that you won't see those figures pop up from time to time somewhere.
I'm sure.
I don't know if they can do, I don't know how con exclusives factor into that, if they can just take them to a convention and unload them, or, I mean.
You know, I don't know that the Weinsteins, they can ask them, but can they tell them to not sell it? I mean, you got a contract.
Yeah, they get a contract, but I think, you know, they asked NECA to discontinue the line of figures, and I guess NECA agreed. Yeah. But which sucks is you think about how much money do they pay to the Weinstein Company for licensing fees? How much money do they pay in tooling and everything else? That, I mean, these figures retailed for what, like $24.99 or something like that, $18.99, something crazy. I mean, not crazy, but I mean, you know, pricey for an 8-inch Mego figure style figure. But now NECA's out all that money. It's like they can't make any of that money back unless they had insurance on this deal, and I don't think toy companies work like that. So,
well, I suspect that something like a convention kind of thing or a deal with some online retailer will be how it goes.
Will be the big thing.
I think that'll be the balance between, you know, the idea of having your kid walk into a store and go, I want to buy the slave figure, mommy.
Yeah.
You know, is offensive.
Yes.
People. Where at a convention, you know, I think it's a little, people who go in there know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'll be the way that they do it. I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll be that NECA takes a bath on it. That would, I can't imagine that NECA would willingly take a bath on something like this.
I can't either, but who knows?
And Hot Toys are doing figures too. That was the interesting thing when I was looking through the listings. I mean, there are Hot Toys figures too.
Right.
So where do they factor in on this?
Yeah. Well, it's different in Hong Kong. I guarantee you those Hot Toys figures come out and nobody says anything because Hong Kong.
Well, yeah, but they're also offered through a different channel too.
Right,
they're less
right.
Toy-like.
They're right.
More high-end collectible.
I just thought it was a very interesting story, especially in today's day and age where, you know, not a lot of stuff happens like that, especially when it comes to toys.
Well,
and especially when it's a collector marketplace toy line. It's like this is, you know, this was geared towards collectors.
Welcome to racial politics in the year 2013.
Well, I agree. I mean, I understand the there is some, you know, there was some uproar over the use of the N-word in the movie and stuff like that. And I understand it's a movie about slaves, but again, the heroes, if I understand the plot right, is a freed slave.
See, that
who,
doesn't mean anything.
Right.
The plot doesn't mean anything. The idea of going into a store and buying a slave, you know, a black man as slave toy.
Right.
Is going to be hugely offensive to people.
Yeah.
You know, and I think even as a collectible, once the Hot Toys stuff starts to hit, you're going to get like a slightly, you'll get a second wave, but I think Hot Toys will probably be less likely to back out because, like you said, it's a Hong Kong company.
Right, right.
And it's a much higher end.
Right. Well,
but
it's just a crazy thing, like I said, to see in today's day and age. I mean, you know, I mean, that's a movie that you wouldn't think would have ever got toys. And if it did, I would have thought they would have only done Django and they would have only done Leonardo DiCaprio's character and whoever.
Well, Schultz.
Schultz, they would have done, yeah. You know, they
see,
would
the thing
have,
is, they only did six figures anyway. So, I mean, it was Django, Schultz, Candy, who's DiCaprio's character, Steven,
who is
Samuel Jackson's
character.
From Hilda, and then I think one of the, I haven't seen the film, but I think it's one of the thug guys they hunt down initially.
Right, so.
So, you know.
No, no, it's crazy.
He's going to be the figure to get down the road, people.
I listened to a podcast today.
Not you.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I gotta make
you
sure.
Your podcast.
It was moderately geeky is the podcast, and I've never listened to them before, and I apologize. But I listened to them today because they had a gentleman by the name of John Kent, Dr. John Kent, and he has been involved in a lot of stuff. He's working with the guys that do Glios and all that stuff.
Okay.
What I found was interesting is, do you remember Rocks and Bugs and Things?
No.
From Ideal?
No.
Here, Dave, Google that bitch real quick. Because what I found was interesting, and we'll get to my point, as soon as you see them, Rocks and Bugs and Things. We have seen this toy line before at a Toy Man show.
Have we?
Yes. We have seen these before. And I remember it's one of those very rare toy lines that I don't know if...
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
You remember these now, don't you?
I vaguely do.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Because if I remember right, you and I were together and we saw this, and I remember you going, oh, I really want one of those. And the guy told us the price, and you were like, I don't want one of those that bad.
Yeah.
I found it interesting. He actually owns the full copyright, like the full licensing copyrights to this old line. And he is working on bringing these back. He also happens to own the entire license and copyright to RoboForce.
Oh, wow.
And he announced on the show, on Moderately Geeky, that he is, like, they're going to bring back Rocks and Bugs and Things, but they're calling him Mortals, because that's the little creatures that come with. So instead of calling them Rocks and Bugs and Things, they're calling them Mortals. But they're still going to be Rocks and Bugs and Things, but just, you know. But the RoboForce figures that are going to come out are going to be GLaDOS compatible. And it seems that's where everyone's going, is this GLaDOS compatibility, because Outer Spaceman worked so well. GLaDOS sells through the roof every time they release new sets. It's something I never dip my toes into, because I know once I do, it's crack.
Yeah.
And I'll be hooked.
I just didn't get into it. I'm not, you know.
We were introduced to it at Pop Culture on that new toy smell. Right.
I'm not knocking it.
No, not at all. It's beautiful.
I never got into it because I'm still, you know, I guess I'm kind of a dinosaur. I'm still brick and mortar at my heart, and it's hard
right.
to get into a line, especially I hate the idea of, like, you know, like I could never get into to Matty Collector. I don't like the idea of, like, waiting around your computer for that one, you know, 10-minute window when you get to get your toy.
Yes,
line. That blows, and I'm
exactly.
not into that.
Exactly, which is a real real shitty way to sell stuff. Well, at least for Matty Collector it is, anyway, not for most people. But that's, you know, again, it's like that's something I didn't get into, because it's like, you know, holy shit, if I do, I am going to get hooked. Like, I am just going to be balls to the walls GLaDOS. It'll be a black hole for my wallet. It will not be pretty. I never got into Outer Spaceman, even though they looked really cool.
Yeah, I didn't either. Basically for the same reason. I just didn't want to have to, like, sit there and camp and, you know, jump on it. I mean, they look fantastic. I would love to have those. But.
Yeah. You know, I'm a fan of that stuff, but it's like, I just, like you said, I didn't want to have to, like, dip my toe into that water and wait constantly and be like, come on, come on, come on. But now that Power Lords, you know, the Horsemen are doing Power Lords in that GLaDOS
yeah.
style, so I'm going to have to buy GLaDOS, because I'm going to buy Power Lords.
Now buy Bio GLaDOS compatible. You don't actually have to buy GLaDOS.
No, but, you know, I'm going to be buying GLaDOS.
You're
going to
be buying into the thing, yeah.
Right. And I'll buy RoboForce, because I love that line, too, because that line's awesome, too. Although I found an interesting, Dr. Kent talked about on that episode, he made a comment about how there's this small vocal group of people that, with Power Lords, were pissed when the Horsemen announced they were going to be GLaDOS compatible and were mad because they wanted 6-inch figures. And I felt bad because I'm like, I think I was one of those people. But then again, I was like, I'm going to buy them either way. I'm sad that they're not 6-inch figures. I understand it's not possible to make them, you know, like the Horsemen and their Seventh Kingdom stuff. If you notice, they don't churn out a lot of those figures. They only do them like maybe once a year or twice a year. And then you just do multiple versions of that one figure because it costs a lot of money to do a 6-inch figure.
Well, yeah.
So they can't do a whole line of 6-inch figures. I get that. I'm cool with it. As long as they look amazing in this GLaDOS compatible system and they look like they fit, I'm fine with it. I will buy the shit out of them. Am I sad I'm not going to get 6-inch Rygoth and an Arcus and an Adam Power and a Psydot and all that? Yeah, a little bit, but I'm still going to spend my money. I'm not going to bitch and moan. I'm like, I laid out my words and said, hey, I'm sad that they're not going to be 6-inch, but I'm still going to buy them.
Wow. You're like, okay. Well,
what?
Hopefully he feels better now.
What? Well, no, I know there's...
It's like you were the guy.
No.
You were the vocal minority.
No. And there's a whole bunch of people out there I've seen that have been bitching and moaning about it and just carrying on. And it's almost like that one little section of the org where it's like you don't ever want to venture because those people are scary. It's that kind of scary. It's like, really, people, they're fucking toys. I'm like, I'm not happy they're not 6-inch either, but I'm still going to buy them, and you are too, even though you're bitching and moaning like your mother just spanked your ass. You're still going to buy these damn toys. So stop your moaning, stop your complaining. No one's going to bite into your trollness. Go the fuck away and buy your toys. Sorry.
Oakley doke.
Sorry, I got a little... Yeah, sorry.
Take that, people with opinions.
But I like the fact that he, you know, is going to do Rocks and Bugs and Things. that he's going to do RoboForce, which is really cool, because that's just such a great line that, you know, that nobody gives a shit about anymore, and it's very, very sad. It's just one of those. It's one of those lines that doesn't get
obscure.
Oh, it's super obscure. Yeah, it's super, super obscure.
I don't think it's a question of people don't care. I mean, I think it's a question of people don't know they exist.
Yeah, and it's.
The case with me.
Like you said, it's super obscure. Don't get me wrong. Not a lot of people know this line, but you know, I know it because that's right up my line. That's right up my alley. Is the obscure toys.
Yeah.
So when I heard this, because around the time that they revealed Power Lord, you know, PowerLordsReturn.com went live, like fully live, and we found out it was Horseman and everything else, Dr. Kent on Twitter was tweeting an address for TheRoboForce.com, and it's just a big logo of the RoboForce, and I knew what it meant, that it was coming back somehow, like Power Lords, and I got super excited. Well, I didn't know Dr. Kent was involved in it or actually owned the entire thing straight out. And he's been talking. He talked on this episode about how he was going to go after some other, just some other odd toy lines that there's no reason they should ever come back. I mean, let's face it, there's no reason Power Lord should ever make a return, but it's happening. And I say that not in a mean way. It's so obscure that when they said it, there's a small fan base that know what this line was and remember it, and then there's a whole group of people that never bought it because they looked at it as the dollars, like, you know, the dollar store knockoff, you know, Masters of the Universe style whacked out figures they didn't want anything to do with. It was out at the time of Masters and Joe and Transformers, and the same with RoboForce. People look at that and go, big clunky robots. Robot guys know what it is. You know, science fiction, a lot of science fiction fans who study Barlow know what Power Lords is because it's part of that mystique of that artist.
I guess. That was actually news to me. But I was going to say, you know, I don't know that there has to be a reason for any. I mean, you know, you make it sound like, you know, we've been talking about how all toy lines these days have like a commercial tie-in.
Right.
And I don't know that, you know, it's like. You know, I mean, yes, it's obscure, but obviously you knew it and you love it.
Right.
There's a group of people, apparently, that have opinions enough to be upset that's the wrong scale.
Right.
You know, I mean, you look at the success they had with fucking Outer Spacemen, which I would, like, categorize as, like, I mean, the only reason I even know what that is because of our Tomarts price guide.
Right.
And it was just an interesting section to read about.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh, I know about that. That's interesting. But that was, like, 60s. That was before my time.
Yeah.
Those aren't even action figures. Those are Bendems. Those were like trying to cash in on Major Matt Mason
stuff,
basically. And the Four Horsemen had a huge hit with that. So I'm not surprised that, you know, all it took was one person over there to remember Power Lords and go, hey, let's do this again.
Right.
You know,
I guess
this guy has the rights to these kind of toy lines. He's like, hey, you know, people are, there's an 80s nostalgia thing that's been going on for about 10, 15 years.
I guess I didn't phrase my thing right. I guess the point is, what I'm making is that it's surprising to me to see toy lines that you would
have been a demand for.
That you would have never thought there'd be a huge demand for, some, you know, that there's a fan base for, but there's not a huge demand. I mean, like, especially some, I mean, a lot of these lines, you know, were owned by Ideal or Tyco or Revell, stuff like that. A lot of these companies just don't own the licenses anymore to that. I mean, there's certain lines, like, you'll never see Jason the Wheel Warriors come back out, because I think that was a Mattel line, and I'm sure Mattel's got all of those rights tied up will never let that happen.
Like,
yeah.
They'll either do it or you won't see it.
Yeah, who was Centurion? Or Centurions were...
Like, Centurions was Kenner?
Kenner.
I think.
Kenner, and Humanoids was...
Humanoids was Hasbro.
So a lot of that stuff that is huge, you'll never see happen, but a lot of these odds and ends, little obscure lines... Now that I see more and more of them start to pop up, it doesn't surprise me. Like, I'm hoping one of the next lines he gets the licenses to and can do is Manglores. Could you imagine Manglores as a GLaDOS line?
When you were talking about, like, that he was getting the rights to these other toy lines, that was literally the first thing I thought of was Manglores.
And that's what I thought, too, since all of these, you know, they're starting to... GLaDOS is becoming very popular.
And that would be a perfect one for GLaDOS.
Oh, absolutely, because the whole gimmick to that was rip them apart and stick them together on other parts, and it works so much better in a plastic form than it did a rubber form.
Well, yeah. and the GLaDOS have the interchangeable stuff, so, I mean, it's a perfect fit conceptually.
Yeah. RoboForce is pretty. It's pretty easy fit too. He said that they'll recycle a lot of the parts from the original toys. Like those will be represented in these, but I think a lot of it, of course, you know, Max Steel. The name is owned by Hasbro because, well, they had a Max Steel line, which kind of sucks. So he'll be, you know, he said the leader's name will still be Max with two X's, but it'll have a new last name. And most of the character names are still out there, you know, as part of the license. So I'm really excited. It looks like it's going to be an interesting year. We'll probably see more of on a lot of this stuff. Of course, we'll see Power Lords in a couple weeks from Toy Fair. We'll see, you know, probably RoboForce and
your bug and things.
Yeah, Rocks and Bugs and Things at probably at Comic-Con this year at the Glios booth. It's very, very cool to me that here are these, you know, like these really small independent companies, not NECA, not Mezco, like really small independent. Like the Horsemen, you could even look at it as a small independent toy company because they make all their money in sculpting and they just do the toy store stuff on the side. So
it's almost like a boutique kind of thing.
Yeah. It's cool to see a lot of these companies start snatching up licenses that none of the big companies would ever touch and go, we're going to do these figures and we're going to do them our way, you know,
yeah,
in a very artistic way. I think that's kind of cool. And I'm super excited, too, because I've gotten a few more Power Lords figures.
Yes.
Yes. So I think I just got a Ragoth, which is the big blue guy with the little pinchers, and he spins.
Yeah.
He's got a reflector on his chest. Yeah. He's easy to find and complete because he didn't come with any accessories.
There you go.
Yeah. So some of the other ones, though, I'm having trouble.
Did you ever get that one from New York? Did it ever make it out of New York?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got here. Arcus. Yeah. He finally got here.
Yeah, yeah. Because this was a conversation I had off air, he had it shipped from Canada. And it went through New York.
It was shipped out of New York, and then it got stuck in New York for like 2 weeks.
Oh yeah,
and just sat there. And then
I thought you said it had come down from Canada into New York, but
it was just out of New York. It went from one part of New York to another, and then it just never shipped anywhere else. And then it showed up finally one day, as I was calling the post office to check on my case number because it was a lost package. And then it just shows up, and I was like, well, what the hell? Why wasn't this ever updated? I didn't know it was coming. Son of a bitch.
Yep.
So, again, though, I find it very interesting. I'm going to reach out to Dr. Kent and see if we can't get him on the show and just talk to him. Because
oh, man.
The stuff I've heard that, you know, the stuff that he's talked about is so interesting when it comes to toys and how, you know, he runs a site called Toyfinity.com, which is just basically this... the site that's just a repository for it's an archive for, you know, old rare toys. I mean, that's really what it is. He's got company, you know, Arco, Gloob, Hasbro, Kenner, Matchbox, Mattel, Nasta, Tonka, Tyco, and he's just got
Nasta is
Nasta. Once I see it, I'll be able to. They did Reactors.
Yeah, those guys.
No, the Reactors were, if I remember right. Oh, they were the little like almost like motorized vehicles, kind of like you pushed a button and they either lit up or they did a lot of different stuff. I remember them. I really vaguely remember them. Was one of those lines that I remember seeing in a store and never had any of them. Again, it's like a lot of these toy companies that, you know, he's got pictures of most of the Bill and Ted stuff, like the figures. It's kind of sad he doesn't have pictures of the Wild Stallions Jam Session 2 back. I'll email him and go, hey, you need a picture of that? I've got that.
Oh, Dragon Riders of the Styx. Cool.
Yes, Dragon Riders of the Styx. That was a cool line.
Yeah, I had most of those.
That was one of those 3¾-inch compatible lines.
One of those sad knockoff lines, but I had like all of them.
Well, there were some cool characters. I mean, the Demon Flyer Rider, the Demons,
I didn't
the
have
Skull
any of the vehicles,
the Skull Sled Rider.
It was the closest. They had the Demon. I had him. I had the Warrior guy, Ragnar.
That would have been 79, 80.
It was a little later than that. It was a little later than that when I was buying them.
Thought
it was more like 80s.
Was it 80s? Couldn't remember when
exactly.
I had
the Dragon Man. I had the Ogre. I had the Black Knight. I had most of these guys. I didn't have any of the vehicles. And now I have... they had a playset, which was basically like a Marx kind of thing with like smaller, unarticulated plastic figures. And I've got a bunch of those.
Right. It's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, you know, check out toyfinity.com, and you can check out some cool pictures. He doesn't have pictures of everything yet. I mean, it's a growing,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff there that I noticed that he's got a picture of the Manglores, the playset, but it's not a really good picture. And I was like, again, I'm going to email him and go, you need a picture of that? I got pictures of it in the box and out of the box. I got a ton of pictures of it. You want them? Because I did a review on that for figures.com years ago. I still got all those old pictures, so. But yeah, check that out. I'm going to reach out to him and see if we can't get him on the show and have a nice long chat with him about because there's a lot. I mean, he's got a lot of knowledge for this stuff. I mean, especially owning like
rocks. Clearly he does.
Yeah, especially owning rocks and bugs and things. And, you know, I'm going to get off topic here real quick. You know who followed me on Twitter this weekend?
No idea.
Mother effing Freddy the Flute.
Yeah, him.
HR Puff and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like the actual, like they actually made a Twitter account for Freddy the Flute. And it's spectacular reading, let me tell you what.
Well, I imagine.
Did you pre-order your Boss Kajumbo Kenner figure yet?
No, I have not. I actually thought about that today. Like, I've got to cut back somewhere.
I gotcha.
Probably won't end up being there, but.
Yeah, no, well, regular price is $80.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad for a large-scale figure. They've done pretty much all of the... Well, they did all the Star Wars figures, I think.
They're going through them,
yeah. Yeah, now they're on the Empire figures.
Oh, yeah, well, there was a Gamorrean, too.
Oh.
I saw that.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I was,
dude, Gentle Giant's done some cool stuff with those. I just like the fact they're just giant size reproductions of the Kenner down to the mold lines and everything. It's so awesome.
I know.
But it's like, where would you put that entire collection? Because they're so big. So big.
I don't know. I'll figure something out.
Ginormous things. Oh, man. Let's move on to some fan questions.
Fan questions.
First one comes from Reorder, and he says, hey, guys, what are your thoughts on the Masters Universe Classics price increase and shipping increase? Did I read this last week?
No.
No, okay. Okay. For a Natosa figure with shipping and tax, it now costs me $40. Do you think Maddie's pricing these figures higher than people are willing to pay? I have a subscription, but I will not be picking up any extra figures due to the increase. The fact that the DC Infinity, whatever that is, I can't remember what the DC one is, Sub Saint Walker figure, which was shipped separately from a Masters Universe Classics, sub figures cost $18, but had a grand total of $34.95 after shipping and tax. I was aware the price increase per figure, but not the shipping increase, thanks to your insight on this. Riordan, I don't know what to tell you other than it's Mattel, and now they're starting to get even worse.
To quote Nelson Muntz.
Well, I mean, I feel bad. I feel bad for Riordan. I feel bad for these guys who are still...
I kind of do.
I think, and I'll answer your price on the $40 plus a figure for Masters. Yes, it's too much for... It is too much money for a 6-inch fucking figure. I don't care... If that 6-inch figure blows me, it is too much money for a 6-inch figure. $34.95 for a DC Universe figure? Kiss my ass, Mattel. This is why I'm not buying anything from Mattel. I'm not buying anything from Mattel except for Castle Grayskull. That's it. And I've already got it pre-ordered. So I'll give them the money because they've already told us what shipping's going to be unless they go back on that bullshit, which they may. But I'm not giving them any more money for figures. If I'm going to buy a figure... I'll wait till we go to a toy man and I'll buy it from a dealer who's trying to dump them because they bought too many subscriptions and now they just want to dump all of them.
That's certainly been how I've been doing it.
Yes.
You know, my problem is, I mean, I'm kind of like laughing and pointing, but I mean, that's the way that it's going. I mean, Star Wars figures are $10 a pop. God only knows what G.I. Joe will be when it hits.
I don't want to know.
And I just saw, I should have looked at the price so that I could have been a little more thorough, but I just saw... The new Spider-Man figures from whatever.
Right.
Awful.
Spider-Man Unlimited?
Awful. I don't know what it is, but they're just junk. And it's like, this is the wave of the future. And this is the garbage, and it's like $10 a pop.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the good stuff with any kind of care and articulation and paint jobs is going to be, it is, we are moving into a world where, like, it's a NECA world, where it's a very niche, you know, very specialized thing, and it's going to be priced that way. It's not going to be mass-produced anymore.
Right.
And you're going to have to pay more. It's you know, it's more of a sideshow NECA kind of marketplace.
Right.
And that's unfortunate, you know, for guys buying stuff like Masters who you know, still have that, like I said, that dinosaur mentality of going into the store and buying your toy.
Yeah.
But that's not what it is anymore.
No.
And is $40 too high? It's, yeah, pretty fucking high, actually. But, you know, how badly do you want your Masters collection?
Yeah, that's the main thing, is that Mattel basically knows they're feeding crack to crack fiends.
Exactly. I mean, Masters collectors, whatever else you say about them, genuinely love that property.
Yeah.
And have a passion for that property. And it's regrettable. And I don't think, keep in mind, I don't think Mattel is deliberately trying to screw them over either. I think they're trying to keep a profit margin. But it's, you know, like I said, Star Wars figures are $10. Stuff is bad all over. I mean, the economy is still not great. Oil is still expensive.
Right.
You know, it's, and they're not making as many, they're not making as many Masters. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's all about the subscription now.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, overage. There's no selling extras to people that are going to pick it up on the side. So it's, the lower production number you have, the more expensive the item becomes.
Right.
Because you can't make it up on bulk.
Right. Which is part of the reason why the prices went up, because
they went
to only subscription only. Yep. So
it sucks, but again, it's like how much do you love this line? Like, I gave up on DC.
Yeah.
I mean, partly because it went to the, you know, as I said earlier, I don't like buying stuff exclusively online. I mean, I'll do it.
Right.
You know, but I don't like being dependent on an entire line.
Online. Right.
I'll pick up like a wave if I know it's not coming out. I'll pick up a figure if I know I can't find it. But I don't like the idea of being completely dependent. I especially don't like the idea of you have to be there that day or you never get it. I mean, that just, like, for me, the line dies that minute.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I mean, I feel sympathy. I think it's kind of high. I really do think this might be the last year for Masters.
Yeah, I do
think
too.
Between Grayskull and Ram Man, you know, I mean, I know that the fans are going to be able to point out guys, Horde Trooper, you know, one or two other maybe classic guys that quote need end quote to be done.
Yeah,
but you know, I mean, going back to the Joe-Con thing, I mean, that box set is like filled with vintage fucking figures that didn't get made 25th style.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That's how Joe's gone. Is if you want vintage characters 25th style, you have to be a member of the club.
Right.
The $300 subscription thing has like three or four vintage characters.
Exactly.
It's the only way to get those.
Yep.
And that's, you know, you want to talk about paying too much. The Joe subscription figures are like they're selling those individually for $30-$40.
Yeah, exactly.
So so I'm paying the same price you are for a much, much smaller figure.
Right.
So, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yep.
How bad do you want it?
Mike Lacey says, hey gentlemen, has there been any news on the Doctor Who 3¾-inch line?
Yes, but we're not going to tell you.
UK Toy Fair is being held this weekend. I'm sure that we'll receive some news then, but I was wondering, have you had any experience buying Doctor Who figures? Will they be available through any online retailers or US-based online retailers? I'm now through season 4, and I'll be caught up by the time that the series comes back in April, and now I'm beginning to look into the figures. Every figure being sold on the Bay is from an international seller, and shipping is going to be way out of control as I try to go back and build a collection. I'd like to buy any newly released figures domestically. Thoughts? Yeah, all the online retailers, pretty much all of them carry.
I won't name names, but I know one that carries it. And obviously, we were talking about how our Toys R Us just got in a couple.
Yeah, so.
And I know the one in Bloomington had them for a couple years now.
Yeah. So they're going to be. I mean, the 3¾-inch line is probably your best bet after there's just so many.
Start over with the 3¾.
Yeah, there's just so many 6-inch scale figures that are out.
Yeah. The only thing is, like, somebody said that they weren't going to, like, redo characters.
They said they're only going to do new versions of characters, but I can't imagine they're not going to go back to the well.
How can you do that? Because, like, that throws out the Doctor.
Right.
They've done him before.
Right. Well, I imagine they're going to do the Doctor. They'll do...
Daleks.
They'll do the Daleks. They'll do... what's her face?
They've got to go back and do, like the...
Oh, the new companion's name. What is her name? Damn it.
Oh, the new girl?
Yeah, damn it, what is
her
name?
The new girl they've never done before.
Right. But that's what I mean. They're going to do characters from this season.
Yeah, oh yeah, but that's how, I mean, when they started, you know, when they started doing the figures for the new relaunch, they started out with figures from whatever season.
Right,
it
and
was.
Then they worked on
and then they eventually got to classics.
Right.
So I figure that's how they'll do it.
Yep.
I can't imagine because there's enough of a market for the classic stuff. That,
right.
That you'd be stupid not
right.
to go back.
We'll see this weekend, Mike. We'll see what shows up, and then the best I can tell you is check online retailers because they will be carrying it. So it's a matter of time.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, gang. Before we close up, let's take a listen to this week's thoughts with ADAS Baron. Oh, did you have something?
No.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
Let's take a listen to ADAS Baron.
Oh, okay.
I'm interested to hear what he has to say.
Oh, yes, yes.
Let's see what we have here. Eye of Newt. Milk of Sparrow. Nectar of Centipede. Perfect. All I'm missing is a little something to spice it up. Here we are. There was a French fry in my beard. This should work.
Master, what are you up to, Master?
Quiet, you dolt. I'm in the middle of something. Boil, boil, and cauldron bubble. With curry powder and armpit stubble. Add peppermint candy and rancid brassiere. Give your master something pleasing to hear. I think something's coming through.
Hello, everybody! How about we skip the formalities this week and get right into the heart of the matter? This one I find myself confused and enraged with. I don't know if any of you out there have noticed, but back in the fall, when Disney released Cinderella on DVD and Blu-ray, there was a slew of new product for her to promote the release, naturally, that featured a newly designed face for Cinderella. Really? How do you mess with a character whose look is so iconic after 60-plus years? Oh wait, New 52 Superman. I'm a little offended with this ridiculous attempt at rebranding her. Why would you need to do that anyway? Oh, but that's not the end of our little story here. A few weeks back, I was at the grocery store passing the newly set up Valentine's section, and there was a box of cards adorned with the main Disney princesses, featuring a newly designed Belle, with tossed hair and what I can only describe as post-surgery Michael Jackson face. I was absolutely disgusted by this horrendous attempt at modernizing a classic. I'm not even into the Disney princesses, but I'm furious on this principle alone. Mallory was with me, and Belle is her favorite. I didn't know how to point out this other than tap her on the shoulder and prepare to break her heart. She screamed. She actually screamed in the middle of the store. So who do you think is next on the chopping block? Ariel? Sleeping Beauty? Snow White? I don't even want to think about it.
Ugh. My immune system has been awful these past 6 months because it looks like I've caught the Sentai bug again!
After a slow process, I've moved on to Shinkanger, the Japanese equivalent to Samurai, after I took my sweet time with Die Ranger, though I shouldn't have, but I'm really enjoying it. It seems they really kick the crap out of the Rangers in this series. In one episode, they get repeatedly thrown through buildings, something I've never seen in a Sentai show thus far. I've gone headfirst into the genre again, after spending a lot of time listening to Blanchard and Scotty Cash's From the Command Center podcast recently, and seeing all the new toys for Megaforce. I know its Sentai counterpart, Gosager, didn't fare too well, but I'm really curious to see what they do for Megaforce, so I think I'm going to follow the show as it airs. This will be my first Power Ranger series since Turbo. I watched up to the episode where Tommy and the others transferred their powers to new characters whom I had no connection to and called it quits there. But after hearing so much about the series that came after Turbo, I'm looking forward to streaming them on Netflix. Getting back to Megaforce toys. I was shocked and pleased to find that the Morpher was kept practically intact from its Japanese version. Titled the Gosei Morpher, I love it how they're incorporating a lot of the terms from the Sentai into this, even though it was originally called the Tensoder. It features the same card power-up ability, has lights and sounds, and seems fairly sturdy. The only main difference appears to be the English sounds that play from it, which is to be expected, and I think there's some thing with the eyes changing colors that doesn't work. Anybody out there who can point out any other major differences? Oz, I'm looking at you, my friend. This is such a relief after the dismal Samurai Morpher that was put out there, which was cheap and didn't have any of the gimmicks that the Shoto phone had. But I digress, as I'm sure some of you are sick of hearing about Sentai stuff. Since I'm sure everyone has seen the pre-Toy Fair Hong Kong toy show featuring a plethora of new Ninja Turtles toys, and it's been discussed enough already, I'll say one thing. That giant cockroach character, is that Scumbug from the original line? It sure seems like it. Much like the toy, he's a giant cockroach with tubes running throughout his body. That would be pretty cool if it is, as I never expected him in the show. Okay, party people, this has taken a lot of thought over the past couple of days, but I think I may end my subscription for Club Eternia and Club Infinite Earths. I figure I'll wait to get Ram-Man and let my subs lap by taking the money out of my account so they can't charge me. It's not that I don't like the figures anymore, but one, I don't need every figure, two, the price is getting a little too high to be paying month after month, and three, this will alleviate a lot of stress so I can focus more on moving out. Plus all the mad EBS, I'm getting tired of it. Now, I won't be getting 100% out of it. There are still a number of back figures I need, and I'll cherry-pick the few that I really want, like Clamchamp and Jitsu. Oh, and Castle Grayskull, that I pre-ordered. That, and maybe I can focus a little more on Japanese toys, because I haven't done that in a long time. Well, checking my gauge, it looks like my batteries are running low, so I must be going. So, from HQ, I...
Bah! Does he really think that's funny?
Oh, well, I found it quite amusing, Master.
Yes, but your opinion matters not to me, you incompetent fool. I have more talent than a single pinky finger, which I just so happen to have one in my pocket. Maybe that ingredient will have things fare better this time around. It seems to be working. I think this sounds like it could be a lot better.
Yay! Thoughts with A.S. Badone! Yay!
That was very interesting.
Yeah, let's not lie. We don't know what he said, because A.S. was unfortunately running late this week, so we didn't get a chance to listen to it. So
that weird look I was giving Duvall was, I thought you said we weren't going to have it this week.
No, it's still beyond. Okay. The listeners still get to hear it. We don't know what the hell he said until we listen to it ourselves. So.
Oh, good. That's a good way to run a show.
I hope A.S. didn't ask us any questions, because this is going to be really dumb. But no, things are just crazy on his end. No big deal. It happens from time to time. But there you go, gang. That brings us to the end of another episode of Dave and the Balls Toys and Collectibles.
Oh, yes, already.
Jason's got to go home and work out.
Aww.
I know. Make sure you check out our sponsors, Crazy Kings of Toys, at www.crazykingsoftoys.com. Proud sponsors of Dave and the Balls Toys and Collectibles. They help us out by helping you out to receive this show free and funny. Well, I don't know how funny. I don't know how funny we are. We're dirty maybe sometimes, but not that funny. At least somewhat entertaining each and every week right here on ToyWorldOrder.com. Make sure you subscribe to us. If you use iTunes, just subscribe to Toy World Order. You'll get both the feeds of this and Married to the Collection. Make sure you, if you don't like to use iTunes, you can check us out on Stitcher.com. Make sure you check out the YouTube page for Toy World Order. Subscribe. Lots of great stuff coming for the new year. And of course, make sure you go to the forums, sign up. It's absolutely free. There's lots of great stuff going on there. You can leave questions for this show and so much more. So make sure you do that. You can follow the show on Twitter at Dave and Duvall. You can follow the site at Toy World Order, and you can follow me at Puppet Duvall. And of course, Dave, if you find his house, he'll chase you off the lawn with a rake.
Pretty much.
Yeah. One announcement I want to make before we leave, and I'll make this really quick, is that, Married to the Collection, there was no episode this week and there won't be until the spring.
Well, you talked about winding it down. Anyway.
Yeah, well, we were going to try to go to biweekly, and that's not working out because Carrie and I literally have gone nowhere in 2 weeks. So there's literally nothing to talk about unless you want to hear about our animals and how badly we need a new bed, and we've all seen how that worked out in the past.
Yes.
So we will not be doing that. I'm just going to throw Married to the Collection on hiatus until the spring. No big deal. It'll come back once the weather gets warm and we get back out flea marketing. So no big deal. That's where we get our best stories. So. Be sure to look for that when the weather gets a little warmer here in the Midwest real soon.
Hopefully real soon.
In about 8 weeks, so no big deal. We'll just be off the air for a while. But David Duvall will be here each and every week like we always are, unless Dave dies.
Which is a very real possibility.
Unfortunately. Very sad. Don't die on me, Dave.
Dave has a lot of stress.
Oh, God, no. No. There you go, gang. That brings us to the end of the episode. I'm going to get out of here so Dave can go relieve some stress. Relieve some stress. You can't see my quotation marks.
Yeah.
There he goes, we always say, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
Toy bar's closed, people. Peace out.